Blog Talk Radio.
All right. What's up, everyone? How is everyone doing? Welcome. Thank you for tuning in once again to another podcast. What am I doing? I'm sorry, y'all. I was in the middle of eating some toast. But, yeah, let me quickly jump into the topic. And I feel that I need to clarify some things that I mentioned on my last show about BWGTOW. And, you know, we do need to show each other mercy and speak blessings on one another. But I think where black women have it wrong is black women just really don't know who her enemies are. And this is what I see as the number one problem with black women. Black women don't know who their enemies are. They don't really understand the system that they live under. And we throw around terms like white supremacy and things like this nature, but I don't think we just really clarify, you know, the definitions. I don't think we're clear as a people on what these definitions mean and what they imply. So I'm going to use some of my next shows to kind of, you know, to get us to focus on definitions, white supremacy and global domination and white domination and immigrants and human trafficking. Because oftentimes when it comes to black people, words are very misleading or used to mislead the listener or the hearer about what really happened to us. And so we have to be very careful when certain people in the media are using certain terms erroneously, and we don't take the time to correct them. So, but let's go on with tonight's show, which is why black women have never been set free under Greco-Roman patriarchy and never will. Black woman, I'm talking about black woman, you have never been set free. And I'm talking about this is black women wherever you are in the world is not free. But since I'm in America, in the USA, we're talking about the black woman in America, because what goes on in America has been taken and set up all over the world. The blueprint in America, once they codified it, was taken all over the world. So greetings to all the Nine Mind Sacred Sisters out there, and though we be a small clan of intelligent, powerful, and virtuous women, our dislike of pale, barbaric patriarchy makes us a threat to men as a collective and a threat to them as individuals, okay? So be clear on that, black woman. If you are a black woman and you are anti-patriarchy, you are seen as a threat, which is why a lot of these black men who talk about feminism as an evil, then they are speaking and speaking about black women and their relationship to feminism. They're sitting up there making you be evil. Why? Because they are very much in support of white Greco-Roman patriarchy, and I'm going to tell you what Greco-Roman patriarchy is so that you will never be unclear about what it is, because black men are not going to give you a truthful definition of what Greco-Roman patriarchy. See, they will say patriarchy, but they won't define it as Greco-Roman patriarchy. Why? You must identify whose patriarchy you are under. See, that's the part they leave out, okay? And so when you have black men saying black women won't submit to patriarchy, we're under patriarchy. Once again, you have these black men playing the roles of COINTELPRO agent provocateurs, and guess whose side they are on? They are on the Greco-Roman patriots' side. They are not on your side, black woman. So you have to understand who's on whose side in this war. And I think oftentimes black women just don't really get it. And they make the assumption that successful black men somehow, you know, because black men are talking about, well, you didn't choose the right man. There are no right men to choose. Under Greco-Roman patriarchy, your black man has been conquered, okay? Under Greco-Roman patriarchy, black men are a conquered group. There is no right man, so don't let these brothers tell you about, oh, you picked the thugs over this and you picked this and you know, and then calling masculine alpha male black males who don't submit to the effeminization and the homosexualization that the upper echelon elite black males have succumbed to, then they get put in the category as thug, because that word thug, that's a trigger. That's a trigger to what? To say, black woman, you chose wrong. Don't fall for these things. Don't fall for the mislabeling of yourself or your children or your male seed by these patriots. Black patriots are black men who are in support of Greco-Roman patriarchy, okay? They are in support of it, and I'm going to tell you as I continue to read why they are in support of it. I will tell you why there's more black men in support of patriarchy of the white man, because I say Greco-Roman, and you're like, well, who is the Greco-Roman? The white man, okay? That's who I'm talking about, the white man. And I once again, the term white, it's another made-up label. Let's call them what they are. These are the Greeks and the Romans, Greco-Romans. You are dealing with a tribe of barbaric Greek and Roman males. Okay? They were barbaric. They're killers. Okay? That's what they are. So I digress, but let me get on back. So you are a threat. So, and that's why they throw around the word feminism. Okay? Therefore, I must always greet this very small and sacred group of enlightened women with peace, protection, and prosperity, and indeed wisdom to we and those we express love for, because we need wisdom, black woman. You need wisdom. You need the wisdom to be able to see through the bullshit, because everywhere you turn, some black man, some man you are listening to, and they are just spinning these tales and these mythologies and these lies, and they know that we love to listen to information, but if you're listening to a lot of information and you don't know how to codify and classify what you're listening and to be able to determine who's giving me the truth and who's giving me dog shit. Who's giving me the truth and who's giving me dog shit? And I'm telling you, almost 98% of black men who got a microphone in front of their face, they are giving us dog shit. Whether we see them on TV, whether we hear them on the radio, or whether you're listening to them on the internet, they are not giving you the truth. There are very few of them out there who will give black women the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but. Okay, so that's why I always, pray for protection and peace as well as prosperity. And prosperity does not mean wealth according to the terms of capitalism. Prosperity is in your health, in your body, in your mind. That's the type of prosperity black woman needs. Why? Because these are the things you're being robbed of. You're being robbed of your beautiful life essence, your beautiful image, your bodies, your wounds, your creative reproductive facilities, your children. You are being robbed everything, black woman, and they have set up a system for you to accept being robbed, and you just accept it as normal, and then you go and eat some ice cream and some hot wings and some pizza and self-medicate like that. And that's not how it should be. Where was I? Okay, protection, prosperity. Okay, wisdom. Okay. African-American black males often put forth unfounded and illogical arguments under the label of consciousness or scholarship that the sad and oppressive life most of them exist under here in the U.S. of A. is a all-female black matriarchy, which, if it was, would not be a negative thing. So what they call, what they see happening over here in America, where black women have had their men removed from them by the system of Greco-Roman patriarchy, and the women are told, we will provide you shelter, just don't let your men stay with you, they are calling that matriarchy. That is not matriarchy. Once again, you black women, you need to get yourself educated, so when these men come to you with lies, you will know how to counter the lies that they tell with the truth. You know, because you are not under a matriarchy. Now, I think the sister Brooklyn Blue, she had put out a, you can look up matriarchy, and when you look up matriarchy, you cannot go to white people's definition of matriarchy. White people are the ones who wiped out the original matriarchy. Why? Because the original African or black-oriented matriarchy puts women in charge. Why? Because women are going to have a balanced love for everyone. Men only think of themselves, okay? But women have to care because we women have the womb, man, is going to care about everyone. So it makes more sense for her to be in power than for a man who does not operate from the higher senses of empathy and sympathy and nurturing. These are not senses that are natural to any man, I don't care what his race is. So for men to be in power, you are going to always have abuses and you're going to always have oppression as long as men run anything. That is a fact. That is a historical fact. And I don't care if any man, when black men were in power, they were just as abusive and oppressive as any white man. So it's not about putting one man on a pedestal and bringing the other one down. History has shown us that when any man is in power, over time, the more power he has and maintains, then the oppression, the suppression, and the exploitation, and the abuses start piling up. That's any man. You give any man too much power, sooner or later, there are going to be egregious abuses because men are not supposed to have complete and total power. Never have. So they wiped out the institutions of matriarchy. Why? Because matriarchy is what you have when you want a world of peace. Okay? When you want a world of peace, you put women in charge, and you put wise women, not girls, not bad wenches, not mammies. You put intelligent women who have not been oppressed, who have not been suppressed. You put them in charge when you want a world of peace. You want a world of chaos, war, oppression, suppression, death, murder, let men rule, because that's what we got now. And we got it from one end of the earth to the opposite end of earth where men are ruling. So that's not me saying that. You can go do your own research, go get your own receipts. Wherever men rule, somebody is going to be abused. That's just a fact. And over in Africa, people are being abused over there, male and female alike. Children are being, so all that, well, we just got to get back to our African spirituality. Them Africans over in Africa are abusing the shit out of other Africans, okay? Jamaicans over in Jamaica, since Jamaicans think they so elite, are abusing the fuck out of other Jamaicans, and then they run to America and try to act all elitist. Like, oh, we're not as messed up as you black African-Americans. Go to Jamaica and look at some stupid shit they do called dance hall, and that will let you know how crazy Jamaicans are. This shit called dance hall is demonic as fuck. So Jamaicans or black Jamaicans living in America have no room to talk about how fucked up African Americans are. Yeah. Yeah, the internet gives us some insight into the bullshit y'all do over there. Y'all kids are crazy too. Totally demonic and crazy. Skin bleaching, the whole nine yards. So these blacks from these other islands trying to psychoanalyze African Americans, what we are is we're more braver than most of them because at least we speak out. At least we fight back. You got these niggas from these other island countries. They don't speak up. They don't fight back. They're trying to be some Negro peons. They're trying to be Negro peons, and they know siding with us is not going to give them favor under the Greco-Roman society that's running shit. Okay? But at the same time, they study us because they was like, damn, they are the only niggas on the planet that speak out and stand up. We are the only ones. That's why everybody is watching us. That's why everybody has to learn from us. Because we are the strongest. We are the what they call the unbreakable blacks. They've been trying to break us for 400-500 years, and they ain't broke all of us yet. Okay? All right, let's get back. Okay, so it's not a scholar argument under, yeah, okay. The true pressure here, U.S. is a female black matriarchy, which if it was true, would not be a negative culture. However, these opinions are not true, so to argue an untruth and then blame or point fingers of accusations at a racial group of women who have never been collectively free. Black women as a collective, you have never been free over here in America. You have not been free as a collective, meaning that all black women saw freedom. That has not occurred. So black women have never been free in the U.S. of A., and I'm going to be going into why that is. So since the coming says, we're talking about, so black men want to point the finger of accusation at a racial group of black women who have never been collectively free since the coming and conquest of the Americas by European barbarians, now having repositioned themselves as businessmen and as powerful political heads due to immense wealth that was acquired during their ungodly barbaric period of human trafficking of free black bodies. Because, see, when they stole these people were free. They were not slaves. So calling these people that was human trafficked slaves is another mislabeling that you black people should never allow white people to call your ancestors slaves. That should have been corrected long ago. These people were free, and they were human trafficked against their will. You need to throw that word, human traffic. Human traffic. Not slaves, human traffic. These were free people who were human trafficked against their will. I'm just trying to find my place because I'm on my tablet and it's harder to see. My computer's been giving me a lot of trouble and freezing up on me, so I'm on my tablet and it's this writing is harder to see, so it's harder for me to find my place. Okay, so these men, these barbarians accumulated immountable wealth by the trafficking of free black bodies that they renamed slaves. So the renaming our ancestors slaves, that's another mislabel, and we have fallen for it. We never correct white people when they lie. And this is our number one problem, not correcting them when they tell lies. My goodness, black people, you must correct these people when they lie on you, your history, your ancestors. And they lie so well and so long, they got black men lying. They got black men repeating this false history. Got Ben Carson up there talking about black people in the bottom of slave ships was immigrants. Now, this man is supposed to be a neurosurgeon talking about black people in the bottom of slave ships were also immigrants. Didn't I tell you these niggas weren't smart? That these coons that they put in power are not smart? They are spin masters? When are y'all going to get it? That if any kind of way white the white people in power roll a black person out in front of you, trust me, this black person ain't intelligent. They're not accomplished. They are a token, and they serve an agenda of misinformation. And white people know that misinformation goes over better with black faces when you got a black face putting out the misinformation. That's why they need these black and brown faces to continually put out a false narrative of what of American history. They need black faces and brown faces telling these lies. And guess what? They just got an assembly line of these damn black and brown faces, and we've affectionately called them coons and bed wenches and mammies. Yes, we've got a name for these black faces that do the work of white supremacy through the media by telling false narratives and telling lies about the history of Negro black people in this country. And we got to start checking these motherfuckers double time on these lies that they tell us. We got to. I was up on y'all history. Y'all would have never fell for Barack Obama. Barack Obama ain't, he didn't even act black. There was nothing about him black. And y'all accepted him black because he linked up with Michelle. And all of a sudden, he got a black card. And I'm talking about black men bought it, black women bought it, all of y'all bought it. And there was nothing about him. There was nothing about his life and his history that was close to what we went through in this land. He couldn't even identify with that. And Yvette Carnell of Breaking Brown breaks that down so well. She's like the only nine-mind sister that I feel like really understands things correctly, because most black women, because you have listened to black men who support white patriarchy, your thinking is in line with their thinking. See, a black man that supports white patriarchy, it's not your friend, honey. T.D. Jakes, that's not your friend. Creflo Dollar, Eddie Long, these men who support patriarchy, white Greco-Roman patriarchy, not one of them can be your friend, black woman. These black men are your enemies. And I don't know what you don't get about it, because you see that they don't advocate for you. They don't share resources with you. Oh, let me get back to my point, because I'm going to get into the resources. Okay, so the fact that their black female ancestors never were set free at any time in this land, nor by law, legislation, man, or civil rights. Black women were never set free by nothing. Not by law, not by legislation, not by civil rights, not by black man, white man, no man. Black woman, you've never been set free, because your black man is a product of being conquered, and he has accepted being conquered. See, things occur through consent. Black men have consented to themselves being conquered by white men, okay? He has consented to that. And that's why they can rape them just as easy as they can rape one of us. Yeah, they got a prison system where they rape black men all day, every day. Now, the black man does not know who has consented to him, to them being in that condition. So the ones who are on the side of Greco-Roman patriarchy, they, the talking heads, are told to tell everybody, oh, it's the black women who united with the white women in the feminist movement. So you see how they try to shift the blame back on black women, an unfree woman. The white woman wasn't free over here until the feminist movement only benefited white women, okay? If you want to talk about the feminist movement, that was the white woman's feminist movement. Because the black woman, she still got her mistreatment. The only person who started getting treated better, and the feminist movement was forcing white men to now share resources with white women. That was all that was. Black woman, do black men share resources with you? Just take your time and answer a question. Because if black men do not share resources with you, instead they take resources from you, then, honey, you ain't no real feminist. Because the feminist movement is about making your man share fucking, not only protect you, but share resources with your ass. Raise your hand, black woman, if the black man protects you and shares resources with you. Yeah, ain't nobody got their hand raised, right? Because it don't fucking happen. So guess what, honey? You can't be no feminist. Because that's what the white woman got from her feminist movement. She got protection, and she got the white man to share that wealth and resources that they got from slavery. Oh, yeah, she made them motherfucker break it off. That was feminism. Black woman, you ain't never got that, honey. Don't let nobody trick you into thinking that you got any part of the rewards of any type of feminism. You didn't get the rewards of shit, baby. So when these niggas start talking that feminist shit, listen to this, and you'll be able to shut that shit down. Say, nah, bro, we didn't get shit from feminism. And the shit that they're saying that you got from feminism, welfare, a project, some food stamps, forced sterilization? That's what black women got from feminism. You got the projects. You got, you can't have your man with you. You have a certain amount of kids. You got to get your girl children sterilized. Food stamps. Angry white women controlling all of this. They put the white woman in charge. The white woman fresh out of her own oppression, her angry ass. Now, this bitch always been angry at black women. Why? Because the white man was down there raping you, sleeping with you, but she saw that as some kind of jealousy thing. You trying to take my man. She not looking at it like your man raping you and you couldn't consent to the violations going against you, but this bitch still angry at you, black woman, so now he puts her in a position to take out her fucking rage and anger on you by what? The handling of resources. So the whole welfare program ran by white women. The whole sterilization, eugenics program, Medicaid, anything that they halfway tried to give us, white women was in charge of it, and white women made sure they gave black women hell. So that wasn't no kind of fucking reward. So when black men try to say that somehow black women were rewarded with welfare, reward, that wasn't no damn reward. I done digressed again, so let me go back. So the black woman wasn't set free, and to think swirling was somehow, because I'm talking to my WGTOW sisters because they got to get this, to think swirling will somehow put all black women born under this awful legacy in a better state is erroneous and lacking the long-term solution to their real complaints, which is the real complaint, black woman. Let me tell you what your real complaint is. Your real complaint is the denial of their rights to have under patriarchy. This is what white women get under the patriarchy that you don't get, black woman. Under patriarchy, you don't get the rights that white women have under the same system, which is protection. You don't get protection. Black men are not allowed to protect you, black woman, under their patriarchy. Complaint number one. The second was, and the sharing of resources. Black men do not share resources with you, black woman, under Greco-Roman patriarchy. Why? Because he does not control them. He cannot share with the black woman what he does not control. Greco-Roman patriarchy does not allow black men to share resources with you. So this is why, black woman, you are so mad. That you've been so loyal to black men, you done gave him your body, your love, your coins, your money, you done built up all these churches, and you still at the bottom. But that's because he has not told you that he's under Greco-Roman patriarchy. And under Greco-Roman patriarchy, I'm going to tell you, I'm about to explain to you now. We're going offline. So if you're on the line, stay on the line and continue to listen to the over broadcast of the show. Thank you for listening. Share the podcast. So where was I? So white women have under the same system, which is protection and the sharing of resources. Roman patriarchy is the system where only Roman women are allowed the protection of the state. You hear me, black woman? Because, see, I'm going to break down to the black woman why you don't have the protection of the state under their Greco-Roman patriarchy. You don't have the protection of the state because you're still property. So you got black women who don't want to face the fact that they're still property. But let me continue. Non-Roman women are viewed as nothing but property. She's counting down 10 seconds, and we're going off live here. Whoever's on the line, if you stay on the line, if you have a question, if you have a question, for those of you who are on the line listening to the show, all you have to do is press 1, and if you press 1, I will know that you got to make a quick comment, but you're going to have to make it fast because the show is about to end in about another 10, 15 minutes. Okay, so so it says, Roman patriarchy is a system where only Roman women are allowed the protection of the state, okay? So if you wonder why the court system is so unjust, it's not for you. You're not seen as a citizen. You don't have protective rights under this court system, okay? Non-Roman women are viewed. This is for every non-Roman woman. I won't tell you how you are viewed in this Greco-Roman patriarchy. You're viewed as nothing but property to be exploited and monetized by the males of society. Under their patriarchy, every female, you can be exploited and monetized by any male that wants to do it. That's why they're not hard on pimps. You notice that they lock up the prostitutes, but they let the pimps. They let the pimps out. Why? Because you're property. You're property. In the eyes of Greeks and Romans, everybody that's not a Greek and not a Roman, you are property. Now, to offset that, patriarchal marriage is used to afford women the protection that Roman law otherwise will not. So under Roman law, any female who is not a Roman, who is not what they consider one of theirs, you really have no protection under the law. So what do they have in place? Marriage. Marriage is where a woman, knowing that she has no protection, she marries a man, takes on his last name, therefore making herself his property, and now he's obligated to protect her. Or that's how it's supposed to be. But we notice that when black women even marry black men, because black men have never been allowed to protect black women, even once he marries black women, he still don't protect you. Your kids still get raped, molested, kidnapped, killed. He still don't protect you. So that's why marriage, being married to a black man who's still basically property is a waste of time. And this is what I'm trying to tell black women. There is really no reason up under this system to have two masters, a black master who can't protect you and can't share no resources with you, and then you got a white master that he's forced to answer to because they won't link up as black men, unite, and decide to separate. The black man won't say, listen, Mr. White man, we want no part of your Greco-Roman patriarchy. Reason why, now I'm going to give you the reason why the black man supports this system, even though in this system he's still seen pretty much as property. He supports this system, black woman. Hear me well, and especially you sisters with wig towel, black women going their own way. The reason why black men support this system is because they are allowed sexual access to you females without commitment or covenant. They are allowed sexual access to the females without commitment or covenant. Now, nowhere in the world will you ever have a leader, I'm talking about a chief, a general, a leader, or an ambassador who would run his kingdom or run his village or run his country allowing the men to sexually violate the females and not what be held accountable. That just couldn't happen, and you're going to call yourself with a civilized society, but yet over here in America, that's exactly what black males who are just property, because you're not a man, black man, remember. So as a man, your behavior, because they don't have you listed as a man, you're 3/5 of a man. So when you do this because you're not seen as a man, they don't hold you to the standards that they will hold a man. If a man sexually violated a female, he would have to be pulled into court. He would have to go before the council of men to answer for his actions. And because the Romans says that the Bible is our book of law, well, in the Bible, if you uncover a woman's skirt or you sexually violate a female, she immediately is supposed to become your wife. So if a man rapes a three-year-old girl, guess what? That's now your wife. But you notice that when black men violate their females, nobody enforces that she now needs to be your wife. And yet you got black churches everywhere. Black churches, black. Why aren't the pastors enforcing the biblical patriarchal law that as soon as you touch and violate a female, she now your wife? Somebody let me know why these laws are not being enforced. And yet black men are the number one pushers of Greco-Roman patriarchal religion. See, black women, see, these are the questions you should be asking these men. Y'all sit back and let your daughters get raped, your sons get raped, your children get raped, and the black man doesn't have to commit and make covenant with nobody. You know, there is no white country where white people live, where there's no people of color, and it's just them. They wouldn't allow that to go on in their countries. They only allow that over here, where their little black slaves, they know y'all would put up with that. So, black woman, what I'm telling you, you sisters of Wichita, there's no way you can hate the black man, but you let the white man off the hook, because there is a confederacy between the elite black man and the white man who was the barbarian who has now turned himself into a businessman, politician. But before that, he was just a killer and a rapist and a sodomizer. Because, see, that's how they got their wealth. They got their wealth killing and stealing and raping and sodomizing more civilized people than themselves. That's how they got their power. So when you got black people allowing such a race of people to judge them and to rewrite history for them, and since black women feel black men are smarter, because black men tell them, we're smarter than you bitches. You mammies and bedwinches, we're smarter than you. But then the black man will not correct history. He lets all of the false history that the Caucasian makes up and puts in the books and puts in the school, he says nothing about it. He doesn't correct it. Why? Because they're working together. See, the black man would rather keep supporting a system where he has sexual access to women that he doesn't have to do right by. He doesn't have to protect you. He doesn't have to share resources with you. He's just a walking fuck machine. I can just fuck bitches and say deuces, I'm out. And that's pretty much American black culture, where the men fuck the women, say deuces, I'm out. White daddy don't punish them. And so to the black man who is not seen as a human being, because, see, if you was a man has his own barometer of what's right and wrong in his heart. But a nigger, a plantation nigger just running around the plantation called America, just violating females and thinking in his head, well, white daddy ain't tell me I was wrong, so it ain't nothing wrong with me just having my way with these females. But he understands that, and this is how black women, that the black man knows that he is out of order with you, but you notice that the white woman can be, I'm talking about the biggest slut, the biggest prostitute. He will take that slut, take that prostitute. He going to the damn white man's marriage office, and he going to make her legal. He going to make her legal. Why? Because she's protected. You're not. The white man will, you know what the white man will do to a nigga. So he know better. So you know, so he knows that what he's doing to black females is wrong, but since there's no one holding them accountable, they're always going to blame the black female. Oh, you're the reason. Oh, feminine. He going to make up some fake feminism. He going to say you damn hoes, you sluts. He going to call you every name in the book. He's going to continue to support white Greco-Roman daddies, fake-ass evil patriarchy. Why? Because it allows them to not respect black women. And it allows them to not respect us and actually get rewarded for disrespecting us. Now, I'll debate anything I've said on this show with anybody who cares to debate me. I will come on your show. You can come on my show, however you want to set it up. I will have this conversation within. I will debate any black man. If any black man listens to this and says she's completely wrong, hey, let's have at it, because I know I'm not wrong. And black women who are supporting patriarchy, you should be ashamed of yourself supporting Greco-Roman patriarchy, where they have taken the black man and turned him into an elite weapon against you. And while y'all worrying about the Tyreses and these low-level black males like Kanye, they program, they brainwash. Who you should be worried about is the Ben Carsons, the Steve Harveys, the Barack Obamas. These are the black men that sit at the table with the same white men that raped your female ancestors. They hate you, honey. They hate us. Black men who will not share resources with a black woman, he is your enemy. And you look at the wealthiest black men, you see they are not with black women. Why? Because they have made an agreement not to share resources with you. Hello, hello. It's about sharing resources. Byron Allen, Quincy Jones, Don Cornelius, and just name them back to back to back. As soon as black men get money, they don't see a black woman, and they sure ain't going to marry one because it's about the resources. Black woman, you have an enemy, and it's a black man. It's got a black face and a white face, and the black face and the white face and the black hand and the white hand are working together against you, boo. So you brick tile sisters, quit throwing all that hate at the black man for saying that the white man is okay, because, honey, that's just not the truth. The white man is not your friend. And telling black women to leave black men alone, and you can remember all his crimes and all his sins, but somehow everything that the white Greco-Roman pale barbarian has done, you have magically forgotten? Oh, honey. And so any of you brick tile sisters want to debate me? Let's go at it. You know, Kendall St. Charles, Brooklyn Blue, Isadora, Egypt Ann, the black goddess, whatever you think you are, Miss Earth, if you disagree with what I have said, please, let's discuss this, because y'all position is all wrong. Now, yes, black women should go their own way, but go their own way and create your own communities and sisterhoods, but running to another race of man, and you have to understand the Asians over here are still subject to the Greco-Roman white man and his Roman system of law. The Indian man or whatever race of man, y'all talking about running to Asian men. Asian men ain't got no power over here. Now, they have and the reason why they are so set up the way they are is because the white people allowed it. The white people allowed the Asians to come over here, and for generations and for centuries to set up their little Asian food shops and feed you niggas and get rich, just like they allowed the Indians. So these people are still subject to the very man that you claim that for some reason oppressed people never want to put the blame where it really belongs. I don't know what they love to blame each other at the bottom. The oppressed black man will blame the oppressed black woman. The oppressed black woman will blame the oppressed black man. But neither one of them will point out white daddy. Oh, no, they ain't going to point out Zeus and his thunderbolt. They will never say Zeus is it. Zeus is the one that's to blame. And that's I don't know why you oppressed people do that. You blame each other, but you will never call out who really is the unseen hand or the grand architect. Yeah, that's that Masonic word I was trying to go. The grand architect. You just never call out the grand architect. So I would love to hear a Brooklyn Blue call out the grand architect and all the rest of the brick tiles. Call out the grand architect. While you're pointing that finger of accusation at black men, make sure you got one pointing at the Greco-Roman barbarians that raped your female ancestors, never set them free. You females ain't free to this day, and you're only going to be free when you understand that the black man and the white man working together keeps you in bondage. as long as they're willing to work together to keep you in bondage, you can run to any man over here. You still going to be what you are, an unfree black woman that's in bondage. You want your freedom? You better start speaking up for yourself. Don't let a black man speak up for you. Don't let a white man speak up for you. Learn your history back.